Thanks for joining me on episode 454 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hey, I'm Matt Hamm, author of Redefine Rich, and I challenge you to live richly by listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
See, the truth is, decisions and doing can never really be completely separated. When you do something, you retroactively create a decision around it. And when you decide something, whether you do it or not, you've actually created the beginning of an action.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about impacting the world through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about the difference between decision and doing, why both are important to make an impact, and how doing impacts decisions, and decisions impacts doing.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
You've probably heard the old riddle that if there are five frogs sitting on a log and four decide to jump off the log, how many frogs are still on the log? And of course, the temptation is to say one, but the truth is it's still all five, because deciding to jump off a log and actually jumping aren't the same thing. And here we're really talking about making conscious decisions and then actually acting and following up on those decisions. One of the interesting things about the way our brain works is that oftentimes we actually do things and then justify those things after the fact. For instance, we'll make decisions about buying something, and then after the fact, we've made it on an emotional level, and then we justify it using logic and reason after the fact. Or, you know, if you're going across the street and suddenly a bus is coming and you see it out of the corner of your eye and you jump back off the street onto the sidewalk where you're safe, you'll register fear actually after you've gotten off of the street. But retroactively, you'll decide because you were afraid, because the bus scared you, that's what caused you to jump and move so fast. We kind of oftentimes put our decision before the action, when in reality, sometimes what's actually happened is the action has created the decision. There's truly a difference between decision and doing, but there's even more of a difference between actually being conscious of your decision and how it affects your action. Bringing your decision-making out of the unconscious and into the conscious is part of learning to make an impact. Because as you bring your decision-making into the conscious world, you begin to be able to understand it, unpack it, and begin to relate it to yourself and to other people. You begin to develop your ability to communicate and understand and see other people's viewpoints even more. As you understand how you make decisions, it allows you to see how others make decisions. And here again, I'm not talking about manipulating people. I'm not talking about understanding how people make decisions emotionally and so manipulating their emotions. But I am saying that you have to understand that this goes on. You have to see how emotions affect what we do and what we say and how we act in the real world. See, the truth is, decisions and doing can never really be completely separated. When you do something, you retroactively create a decision around it. And when you decide something, whether you do it or not, you've actually created the beginning of an action. And then what happens is you'll either have cognitive dissonance and a feeling of disconnect because you decided to do it and then you didn't, and you feel guilty and frustrated, or you decided to do something and you did, and you feel more energy and success. See, there's a feedback loop that goes on between doing and decisions and doing. And that feedback loop, that cycle of decision-making and doing, means that you can jump on it at any point. The problem is, for most of us, we sit all of our time in decision-making mode and none of our time in doing mode. It's one of the reasons that you've heard me encourage you before to get started on living your dream. Find the lowest entry point, the lowest barrier, the thing that you can do on the smallest scale, and start doing it. If you want to be a writer, start writing. If you want to be a speaker, start speaking. If you want to be a podcaster, start recording yourself. If you want to be a whatever, find the lowest entry point and begin to do that action over and over and over. Because as you do, then you begin to believe it. And as you begin to believe it, you begin to decide to keep going and doing it again and again and again and again and again. It feeds back on itself. That's the value of decision making and doing. That's the value of looking at being one of those five frogs and not just deciding to jump, but actually jumping and doing what you are called to do. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.